Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Speaking about Mitchell Moses, and you've been doing the halfback hierarchy, the rankings. I think it's really tricky to do a, and I've done a 1-17, Matty. I've done a 1-17, but I haven't done a 1-17 rankings. I've done a tier system because I think there are some players who are on the same tier as others, and some are above others, and some are below others. So, and I've also categorized these tiers, little sayings or little headlines for me. So tier one, he sits by himself. Tier one is called best in the game. That's Nathan Cleary. New South Wales, Australian, Penrith Panthers halfback. Clive Churchill medalist. He is the guy. He is the rock for the Penrith Panthers. He's easily the best halfback in the game. Simply said, that's why tier one is the best in the game. Tier two is titled Proven Winners. Yep. And in tier two, we have Jerome Hughes, Daly Cherry-Evans, and Ben Hunt. So Daly Cherry-Evans and Jerome Hughes, they've been the number seven for a premiership-winning team. And I think Ben Hunt, he was the number seven going to the 2015 grand final. He's been a key cog of both the Broncos and the Dragons' success. Dragons, not so much success, but was outstanding last year, finished third in the Dally M's. He's played halfback at Queensland, but more hooker, more utility. But in my eyes, he's a proven winner. Tier three, about to enter their prime. That's what the tier is labelled. And that's Mitchell Moses, age 28, and Nicho Hynes, age 26. And that might be a bit strange because Nicho Hynes has already won a Dally M. But I think Joey Johns has said it constantly. Maddie's probably said it as well. The halves, they don't get into their prime until their late 20s, early 30s. So I think Moses and Hynes, they're about to enter that. Now, tier four and tier five, they've got the same titles, but the players are there by themselves. So tier four is titled Still Got It.
Ah, okay.
Tier four, Adam Reynolds. So the biggest worry with Adam Reynolds and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, that whole saga was, can he still hang on? Is his body up to it? Didn't play that many games last year, played less than 20 games, had a hamstring injury, had a back injury, which go hand in hand. But when he did play, he was the reason for the success. He was the reason why they're in the top eight for majority of that season. Tier five, a guy who I did not see this coming last year, still got it, Chad Townsend.
Okay, that was going to be my biggest question.
Yes.
Because weirdly enough, he could even fall into your tier two.
Proven winners.
Yeah,
that's true. He was a number seven on a premiership winning team, but he's dropped back at those last few years with the Cronulla Sharks. He dropped back a fair peg for me, and then he went to the Warriors mid-season and then went back to the Sharks and then he went to the Cowboys. I had huge, huge question marks over the Cowboys when they signed Chad Townsend, especially for the coin that they were paying him. But last year, his combination with Dearden, his combination with Scott Drinkwater, Reece Robson, him and Todd Payton and some other key members there turned that club around in a really, really good way. Tier six.
Oh, young, another one.
Young, no, mate, we got nine tiers here. Tier six, young throbbers. Young throbbers. Sam Walker and Lachlan.
Young Waters?
Young throbbers. They're throbbers. They're getting it done. Sam Walker and Lachlan Ilias. Sydney Roosters and South Sydney Rabbitohs halfbacks, respectively. They just keep on marching on. Matty, watch your space. 2023, they're going to go bigger and better. Still more to prove. Tier seven, Jackson Hastings and Jamal Fogarty. Tier eight, there and thereabouts. That's what it's called. Sean Johnson, Tana Boyd, Sean O'Sullivan. And to put it lightly, sorry, Tigers and Bulldogs fans. Tier nine, no hope. Luke Brooks and Carl Flanagan.
I actually like the tier names.
Thank you.
Better than anything out of all that. That's an interesting way to put it. The Pearl says Tom Brady's the GOAT. Patrick Mahomes is the heir apparent. And Aaron Rodgers is the mushroom. Left in the dark, but still a fun guy. Get it?
In my opinion, Jonathan Thurston is the GOAT. Nathan Cleary is the heir apparent. Joey is there and thereabouts. You know, he's probably the second. He's probably the second. But yeah, tier one, Nathan Cleary, best in the game. And in my opinion, there is a big gap between tier one and tier two. I think Nathan Cleary is on his own level in the NRL. But yeah, tier nine, no hope. Kyle Flanagan and Luke Brooks.
Oh,
sorry.
Harsh. Very, very harsh. Nice work.